A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. Poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Qinghai and esteemed artists.
The people ask me how I love to know. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life till life begins again, the day you took my hand. And yet I know how lonely life can be. The shadow follows me, but I won't let evening get me down. Now that you are around me, and you love me too, your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirit free, and I'm happy that you do. The book of life is free when all the pages are read. Another world is there that is my belief.
At one time or another, most people would feel a sense of isolation in life. We came to this world alone, and at times our loneliness feels to be more than we can endure. When we meet a kindred spirit with whom to share the ups and downs of this ephemeral existence, how life changes now that you're around. Life is again replete with joy and precious moments.
And yet I know how lonely life can be. The shadow follows me, and the nights won't set me free. But I won't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me, and you love me too, your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirits free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is free. And when all the pages are read, another world is there. That is my belief. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La.
Good night. Thank you for your love. And everything be well with you.
Greetings, noble viewers. Today we're pleased to continue with part two of our tribute program in Finding One's Own Sound. David Benoit, esteemed American composer, pianist, conductor. In life, it is a pleasure and privilege to meet true artists who dedicate wholeheartedly to their noble profession, bringing invaluable joy and solace to the multitude. Among these gems of distinguished individuals is an esteemed American pianist, composer, conductor, and music director from Los Angeles, California. From all his accomplishments, prolific contributions, and admiring fans, it is apparent that Mr. David Benoit is well-loved and respected for his genuine talents and soulful music. Born on August 18, 1953, in Bakersfield, California, USA, David Benoit grew up in Los Angeles. At the age of 13, he studied piano with Maria Cressy Wright and later continued his training with Abraham Fraser, pianist for the acclaimed Italian conductor Arturo Toscanini. In college, his main focus was music theory and composition. He also studied orchestration and film scoring with Donald Nelligan and Donald Ray, respectively, at the University of California, Los Angeles. also known around the world as UCLA. David Benoit began his education in music conducting, first with Hiroshio Oyama, assistant conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and then with Jan Robertson, head of the conducting department at UCLA. David Benoit began his career as a musical director and conductor for Tony-nominated singer Leni Kazan in 1976. He then assumed similar roles with renowned singer-actresses Anne Margaret and Connie Stevens. Since the launch of his recording career in 1977 as a contemporary jazz pianist, Mr. David Benoit has produced an impressive body of work. This includes many wonderful albums, over 25 of which are solo performances. He released some of the most amazing works, such as his debut, Freedom at Midnight, Waiting for Spring, This Side Up, and Every Step of the Way, which was nominated for a Grammy in the Best Jazz Fusion category. Not only are these albums beautiful musically, they are also regarded as influential classics in the genre of smooth jazz. In fact, David Benoit has been nominated 5 times for the Grammys, a prestigious music award presented annually for outstanding musical achievements by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences in the United States. Also known as a musical innovator, committed to the exploration of many different art forms on the American landscape, David Benoit's creative journey took him to the world of classical music. He has been guest pianist and conductor with several of the world's foremost orchestras, with 4 performances at Carnegie Hall in New York City, USA, including one with his hero, the internationally renowned Leonard Bernstein, at the podium. In addition, Mr. Benoit's creation of the symphonic composition Dolores del Carmen and chamber composition Music for 2 Trios reflects his immense versatility. With an interest in orchestral music, as a conductor, Mr. David Benoit has performed the music of Leonard Bernstein, Aaron Copland, Igor Stravinsky, Camille Saint-Saëns, Mozart, Francis Poulenc, and Ellen Tate Zvilik. Furthermore, he has led the Los Angeles Philharmonic, San Francisco Symphony, Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, Dresden Philharmonic, Philippine Philharmonic, Toledo Symphony, New World Symphony, San Antonio Symphony, San Jose Symphony, Henry Mancini Institute Orchestra, and the National Symphony Orchestra. Over the years, Mr. David Benoit has arranged, conducted, and performed music for many noted pop and jazz artists. He also arranged and performed on the songs of West Side Story, an all-star project produced by David Pack as an homage to one of his major influences, legendary American conductor and composer Leonard Bernstein. Ever gifted in music, David Benoit has also composed for film and television. Some of his film scores are The Stars Fell on Henrietta, produced by Clint Eastwood and starring Robert Duvall, and The Christmas Tree, produced by Sally Field. It was voted Best Score of 1996 by Film Score Magazine. Themes for the vastly popular soap opera All My Children on ABC and television series Sisters on NBC were composed by Mr. Benoit, who also scored the movies of the week, Final Descent with Robert Urich and Cadillac Jack starring Clint Black. Besides keeping an open mind and embracing newness, David Benoit is a giving and caring gentleman of music. As guest educator with the Mr. Hollins Opus Foundation, he has been to classrooms throughout the United States and has devoted many hours to teaching children about music. For his loving contribution, he was presented with the Foundation's much sought-after Excellence in Music Education Award in 2001. the International Foundation of Education and Performing Arts, IFEPA, voted David Benoit Music Mentor of the Year. In 2007, David Benoit was recognized at the Asia America Symphony Association's Bravo Awards Gala for his years of service as music director and conductor of AASA and as founder and music director of the Asia America Youth Orchestra. He established the AASA's International Composition for Orchestra Competition, extending the opportunities for young composers worldwide to submit original orchestral compositions in traditional classical, jazz, or popular contemporary music. The winner is awarded a scholarship and his or her composition is premiered each year by the Asia America Youth Orchestra, conducted by Maestro Benoit. On October 29, 2010, this gifted American artist was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award at the American Smooth Jazz Awards. Supreme Master Television recently talked with Mr. David Benoit, who shared with us about his music career and the creative process involved in writing music.
Have you been involved in orchestrations that where they involve people from around the world?
I've been able to travel around the world and work. I just worked with German musicians. And, you know, you're playing music right and it's sounding good and they stop. And then you forget they don't even speak English. You know, they're speaking in German to each other. Because you're playing music and you're just like the Filipino musicians I play with or the Japanese musicians or the Korean musicians. The idea is that music and musicians, that's an excellent example of how they really come together.
Do you have any thoughts of how we can achieve a more peaceful world?
That's a great question. I think if we had more dialogue, if we just sat down and talked more and more education, instead of just feeling like we've got to wage war with somebody we don't like. I mean, if we can have more dialogue and more music, of course.
What advice would you give to emerging artists?
I think nowadays there are a lot of challenges that may not have existed back when I started, and even earlier on in the old days. I think a lot of artists were able to pretty much right out of high school make a living, and a lot of artists didn't go to college or university, me included. A lot of us started playing professionally. We were 15 and 16 because there were so many opportunities for musicians. It was amazing. And with the advent of computers and technology, it's changed things. So I think the tough part of it is the demands are higher than ever. I think musicians are expected to be proficient at all styles. The level's gone up. I would say the advice would be now really to get an education. Don't do it the way I did it, because it's really hard to try and just go out there and see if you can make a living. It's better to find a good music or art program, art school, find out what you want to do and really study and be very, very prepared. So once you get that opportunity, you're ready. And having talent, that helps.
During Supreme Master Television's third anniversary concert, Mr. David Benoit was introduced to our global viewers with highlights of his outstanding musical accomplishments. Mr. Benoit expressed his honor at having had the opportunity to set two of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poems to music, which he personally performed on the piano for an enthralled audience.
If you think back of the third year anniversary at Supreme Master Television, what was your overall impression of the concert?
Well, I thought it was very creative and very unique, the fact that we had the different instruments. And it was exciting meeting Debbie Reynolds. There were many performances. I just remember having a really good time and also being treated really well. And this incredible banquet, this great food that they served. Another neat thing that came out of it was this kind of reunion of these musicians that I hadn't worked with in a long time. So we had a lot of time to talk about, you know, the good old days. And it was just a neat experience, really. And of course, the music being so unique and different, usually when I perform my own songs, so performing these new, brand new compositions was really challenging and unique.
What was the experience like playing it at the anniversary concert?
Oh, that was great. I didn't use the conventional, just like electric guitar and bass and drums. I used a harp and an oboe player and bass and tried to come up with a little different sound. I think Supreme Master Qinghai was on a remote television, yeah. So it was a combination of being a little nervous because I had no idea how she would react, and the reaction was very good, and the audience reacted well, and it's always a nice relief. And everyone was really nice. They just were as nice as they could be. So we had a really fun time.
Mr. David Benoit shared his thoughts on the creative process involved in adapting Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry into music.
The Two Phoenixes is very challenging because her poetry wasn't the typical song form, like ABAB. It was very, very expressive and very spiritual, and so I had to find a way to make the music express what was in the poem. So I just sort of let myself go. I didn't follow any convention, any rules, just, okay, I'm just going to let it go where it goes. And so that's kind of how I approached it. And it took a while to get the concept, but then once I got it, you know, it felt pretty good.
Was there a particular verses in the poem that stood out to you? Or?
I tried to find the ones that spoke to me, and this one just had a really neat story. I just remember my first instinct was it was just very beautiful, and it seemed to lend itself to music.
So when you read the poems, do certain sounds come to your mind? Like for the Two Phoenixes, what made you want to incorporate the harp?
I just thought the beauty of the harp and the sensitivity of it made a lot of sense. But it probably was after I'd pretty much had the music together that I started thinking about what instruments would be good. In the perfect world, I would have probably scored it for a full symphony. I thought having the harp would give it slightly orchestral feeling.
Mr. David Benoit, who is a 5-time Grammy nominee, respected for his talents as a conductor, composer, musical director, and what I know him best for, a pianist. With a discography of 30 albums, some of his popular recordings include Freedom at Midnight, Waiting for Spring, and Shadows. His collaborations with pop and jazz artists include those with Kenny Loggins, Patti Austin, Faith Hill, and Brian McKnight.
Mr. David Benoit has traveled the world performing and conducting top orchestras and symphonies. He has also been invited to perform for numerous dignitaries, including his performances at the White House for U.S. President Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, and George Bush Sr. Mr. Benoit has beautifully adapted to music two of the Supreme Master Qinghai's poems, The Two Phoenixes and Since I've Loved You. Let us now listen to the world premiere of the songs, The Two Phoenixes, followed by Since I've Loved You, based on the elegant poetry of Supreme Master Qinghai, and performed by Arnold McCullough with David Benoit on piano, Gary Herbig with the oboe and flute, Elaine Litster on the harp, and David Hughes on bass, and Jeff Olson on drums.
Hello. How are you? As you know, my name is David Benoit, and I appreciate the very nice, kind words and also the meaningful introduction. Of course, my huge honor to be here today to perform for the Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank you.
And when I first got 65 poems, I think it was a very hard decision, but I found two that really were close to my heart that I thought I could set some music to. We just had a rehearsal today. We have a great band. We had so much fun. I would love to write more music to more poems by Supreme Master Qinghai because she has so much passion and love and beauty.
Thank you.
It was very easy for me to write music. It just came out. And so this is a really, really unexpected pleasure for me to be able to do this very unique performance for Supreme Master Qinghai. And thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity. And now without further ado, The Two Phoenixes, followed by Since I Loved You.
Thank you.
Once upon a time, a male phoenix, gorgeous in passion, romantic and kind, met a beautiful lady of his heart. The two fell hopelessly in love, both did not
that move, just a stirring desire to embrace each other in their very souls. Then the beauty finally said, I must go. Then the gorgeous parrot ran to her place, saying, that's what anyone would guess. But sadly it's not so. Where is the gorgeous phoenix now? She does not know, and the tears flow like the water of Chalva in the season of flood. For yesterday so far, and today so different from the past. Why things happen the way they had, she does not know. Lonely and cold, she hides away her soul, praying for silent would anyone would guess. But sadly it's not so. Where is the gorgeous phoenix now? She does not know, and the tears flow like the water of Chalva in the season of flood. Why yesterday far into day so different from the past. Why things happen the way they had, she does not know. Lonely and cold, she hides away her soul, praying for silent tears.
And you also composed Since I Have Loved You.
Mm-hmm.
What made you choose that particular poem?
I think that was very sentimental. It felt like a very personal. I liked that. I still remember the opening line, "Since I've loved you." It just seemed like that opening line, it just came to me so quickly. And it just was all there. So I just kind of, dee-dee-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da. That one was very easy. That just had a natural flow, and it seemed to be a good match for what I could do musically in terms of putting that together.
Since I've loved you, this country's become the most beautiful place on the planet. The birds sing joyously in my garden. Why haven't I heard them before? Since I've loved you, in no other city do I want to be. What's pollution and habitat density? Who cares in the least? Anywhere without you would be a desert anyway. How can I ever breathe, even with the quietude and fresh air? Now I know the best place is where you be loved and you share deep feelings of tenderness. Though you are no longer by my side, I live here with hope, no choice anywhere. Wherever you are is my paradise. Just to be near you is enough. I can't go away. My feet and feelings are rooted, like the trees and plants in my garden. Cannot have by their own will. Someone or something will replant them. But for now, I can see that the future is too remote. Or I dare not think, perhaps you'll return one glorious evening. Though you are no longer by my side, I live here with hope, no choice anyway. Wherever you are is my paradise. Just to be near you is enough. I can't go away. My feet and feelings are rooted, like the trees and plants in my garden. Cannot have by their own will. Someone or something will replant them. But for now, I can see that I dare not think, perhaps you'll return one glorious evening.
Now our channel focuses on climate change. Have you heard about the vegan diet in relation to climate change?
I think there's a lot more coming out about that. My wife and I are starting to shift as we get older to a more vegetarian diet, especially with our daughter moving her away from red meat. It's important, yeah.
Composer David Benoit offered some of his reflections on Supreme Master Qinghai and her work.
Supreme Master Qinghai, thank you for giving me an amazing opportunity to write music to your beautiful poems. Please consider me again. I would love to have the opportunity to write more. I really enjoyed the experience and wish you and the best of luck in your endeavors, and look forward to having another opportunity to work with you again. I've enjoyed working for Supreme Master TV. I'm looking forward to learning more about the teachings and Supreme Master Qinghai. I was thrilled that you wanted to take the time to interview me. So I appreciate the gifts that you've sent, and you've been so nice to me. So I say thank you.
Maestro Benoit, our gratefulness for your precious musical gifts and treasured insights. We sincerely wish you the best of joy and all of God's grace, now and in the future, as you continue to bring upliftment to appreciative audience around the world. May heaven bless you and your beautiful family and loved ones. In the program, we have enjoyed And I Love You So, a song by Don McLean, sung by Supreme Master Qinghai in Santamin, Formosa, Taiwan, on Christmas Eve, 1992. Mr. David Benoit's beautiful song adaptions from Supreme Master Qinghai's poems entitled The Two Phoenixes and Since I've Loved You were featured, with vocal performance by Arnold McCuller, an interview with composer David Benoit by Supreme Master Television was also presented.
Don McLean is a prominent singer-songwriter from the United States who is best known for his classic hits American Pie and Vincent. He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2004 and has had over 40 gold and platinum records internationally. Award-winning columnist and music critic Nat Hentoff remarked, "Mr. McLean is a national treasure, the most singular and durable of all our popular vocalists and writers."
Arnold McCuller is recognized as one of the most expressive vocalists in the music industry. Mr. McCuller has toured extensively with James Taylor, Phil Collins, Melissa Manchester, and Lyle Lovett, as well as lent his voice for recordings with Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, Luther Vandross, Linda Ronstadt, Bette Midler, and Lionel Richie. His acting and vocal talents can also be enjoyed on films such as Duets, starring Gwyneth Paltrow, and What's Love Got to Do with It, starring Angela Bassett. At Supreme Master Television's third anniversary concert in 2009, Mr. McCuller shared his thoughts on Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry and the accompanying musical adaptations by other renowned artists.
The poetry and the music, I loved it. I really loved it. And I'm inspired. you. I'm so honored to be here. I've had a lot of experience in my life with raising my own consciousness. And this today gives me another chance to just lift it a little higher, you know. I am vegan as well.
The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life till life begins again, the day you took my hand. And yet I know how lonely life can be. The shadow follows me, the nights won't let me free. But I won't let the evening get me down. Now that you are around, your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirit free, and I'm happy that you do. The book of life is free when all the pages are read. Another world is there that is my belief.
Creative viewers, thank you for your precious company on today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Coming up is Vegetarian Elite. May heaven's love and light bring happiness and peace to all. Take care for now.
Yet I know how lonely life can be. The shadow follows me, and the nights won't set me free. But I won't let the let me down. Now that you're around me, and you love me too, your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirits free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is free, and when all the pages are read, another world is there. That is my la 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 la.
Sáng tôi chào bình minh lại, mỗi buổi chiều tôi tiễn mặt trời đi.
Mỗi buổi sáng tôi chào bình minh lại, mỗi buổi chiều tôi tiễn mặt trời đi. Dập trời khuya tôi vui thấy đời tưng bừng rực rỡ, và con người thân thiện khắp nơi nơi.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mp.